Now, the last agenda item, it's other business. There are two items that were sent to the commission. One of them is a proposal from the executive committee that this commission endorse the recommendation of the executive committee that that we could take up the question of developing possible options for approaches to the rules for physical working groups. This idea came out of the chair's retreat and the chair's observation that in many cases physical working groups get very large, and that while the goal is always to encourage developing country participation, that participation often doesn't actually occur. So we would like the proposal discussed in the executive committee and given to you for your endorsement is that a survey would be carried out. So this is, we are asking for your approval for the following ideas: that a survey be carried out through a letter to committee chairs to collect their information about their experience with physical working groups. You may find this information in paragraphs 164 through 177 in the executive committee report. The survey would get information from chairs about their experience with physical working groups, that the commission asked the Committee on General Principles to consider new options for physical working groups. If CCGP does not meet in 2011, the committee, the executive committee, then proposes to consider this question at its next session, which would be a year from now, on the basis of a discussion paper that would be prepared by the chair and vice chairs and other interested members of the executive committee, and involving information from the chairs as required, taking into account discussions held in regional committees. And then in that situation, the next session of the executive committee would present its recommendations to the commission, who would then ask the Committee on General Principles to consider new options for working groups. The new options, some ideas for these approaches, are listed in paragraph 165 just as examples. The concept is that it would be, it's always a good idea to have an additional tool to use if that tool seems to fit the situation. The new, the existing rules for physical working groups would remain, but the idea is to explore the possibility of possible new tools that committees could use if they find them useful. So it's an exploratory study that we would take up, and the commission is asked to endorse this idea and allow this exploratory work to go forward. Can the commission agree? I see no flags. All right. We will proceed. I'm sorry. Japan.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. We have a comment about the composition of the physical working group. Japan considers that participation to physical working groups should be kept as open as possible, in line with Goal 5 of the Codex Strategic Plan. Encouraging more participation of members and observers is crucial in order to ensure the transparency of the work and an adequate use of their expertise. Japan is of the opinion that it is useful for chairpersons to hear a wide range of opinions in working groups when there was a large participation so as to be prepared for the discussion in the plenary. Therefore, Japan does not agree to the restriction of participation by limiting members of participations in the physical working group. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Japan. We will note your comment. I will just add that the development of possible alternatives would in no way restrict, and if a choice is made not to use that alternative procedure, you use the standing rules. But we will note your observation. Are there any other comments? I see none. Thank you for your endorsement. We will proceed with this work. And I believe at this point in our agenda, we have concluded the work. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. There is a proposal, CRD 11, from Egypt, which I hope everyone has. CRD 11, it is a proposal that application of regarding the need for study of the application of nanotechnology in the food sector. Egypt, would you like to comment?
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. فقط نظرا للانتشار الكبير في استخدام تقنيات النانو تكنولوجيا في إنتاج وتصنيع وحفظ وتغليف الغذاء والحصول على نوعيات جديدة كأحد فروع استخدام التقنية، فمن الضروري أن يكون هناك دراسات عن مأمونية استخدام هذه المواد الجديدة وتأثيرها على صحة الإنسان والحيوان والنبات. وحيث لا توجد إلى الآن معايير دولية لاستخدام هذه التقنيات في مجال الغذاء، فإن مصر تقترح تشكيل مجموعة عمل لاقتراح مجموعة من الخطوط التوجيهية لوضع معايير السلامة في استخدامات تقنيات النانو تكنولوجي لحين وضع مواصفات خاصة باستخدامات هذه التقنيات في مجال الغذاء بصفة عامة. شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
عشان نشتغل في دور اللجنة الخبراء
عشان الوقت.
Thank you, Egypt. FAO will respond with information about work that they have ongoing, and this might provide some guidance as to your approach should you wish, after hearing this, to continue to pursue this idea. So, FAO, please.
Well, FAO and WHO have recognized that there are a number of nanotechnology applications in the food and agriculture sector. And we further recognize that we need to understand what are the potential implications on food safety, and we need to help prepare regulators to know what actions would be needed to ensure the safety of these foods. In last June, that was June 2009, there was an FAO-WHO expert consultation. The CRD 20 contains the executive summary of that expert meeting. Just to flag, the three main objectives of that meeting were to review the existing and upcoming nanotechnology applications in the food and agriculture sector, to review the current state of knowledge on potential human health effects, and to make recommendations concerning facilitation of transparent and constructive dialogues among the various stakeholder groups. The main recommendations of the expert meeting are included in the CRD 20, and also it provides the link to the full report. There is just one of the recommendations that directly relates to the concerns raised by Egypt that I would like to flag, even particularly because it is a recommendation on which FAO and WHO are already preparing to act. And that was that FAO and WHO should investigate tiered approaches that could be used in risk assessment of categories of nanomaterials. FAO-WHO are about to initiate this work. By next month, there will be more information about the establishment of an electronic working group to proceed with this. Apart from that joint expert meeting just a week and a half ago, or maybe even less, from the 21st to 25th of June in Brazil, São Pedro, Brazil, FAO jointly held a conference with the government of Brazil. The government of Brazil had approached FAO for this joint, for this collaboration with Embrapa to hold this Nano Agri conference. The meeting provided a forum for discussing existing and emerging nano applications and ongoing research. It gave emphasis to applications that were of particular interest to developing countries. So there was a lot of talk about water decontamination technologies, nanotechnologies that were being used or investigated in some countries, nano-enabled diagnostic contaminant sensors and diagnostic tools. It also provided a forum for discussing issues with concern to concerned with regulation and food safety. There was no new information. Basically, the findings of the FAO-WHO expert meeting were confirmed. The issues that were raised in that report are confirmed as still valid. Some work has started in some countries, but there is confirmation that the recommendations are valid and we are on the right track. It also provided this Nano Agri conference a forum for networking between developing and developed country scientists and establishment of partnerships, which was one of the major objectives. There will be, they've already announced the Nano Agri 2, so the interest is there. And FAO, WHO, I should add, there was one thing I forgot to add, in holding this Nano Agri conference, there were several other international organizations that joined FAO. Just to mention them, it was the CGIAR, UNESCO, OECD, EFSA, and IUFOST, the International Union of Food Science and Technology. So we had, there were several international organizations that joined FAO in working with Embrapa and holding the conference. So now that you know what FAO, WHO are doing, the electronic working group that is being launched on this tiered approach to risk assessment through electronic working groups, perhaps you can decide if you think something more needs to be done, if now is the time, or if we should continue with what we've already undertaken until there is more information for making some bigger step.
Thank you very much, FAO. And I would note that, as this proposal suggests, that Codex established a task force now, that given the discussion we had today about the difficulty of accepting a new task force, that Egypt might consider consulting with FAO, taking part in these new working groups, and evaluating as they produce their documents, the best approach to proceed in Codex. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة لمنع لدينا طبعا لكن المشكلة أن هناك حاليا طبقا الإحصائيات حوالي 126 منتجا في الأسواق العالمية تنتج هذه الأغذية ويتم استهلاكها في السوق فعلا تحتوي على تقنية النانو تكنولوجي فأعتقد أن الموضوع يحتاج إلى مزيد من الدراسة والحيوية للتعرف على هذه الأخطار التي قد تنتشر بصورة سريعة جدا في الأسواق العالمية من هذه المنتجات شكرا سيدة الرئيسة.
Thank you, Egypt. I dare say that those issues are being taken up in that FAO, in those FAO and WHO working groups and consultations. But you should certainly pay close attention and ensure that they are. So, am I safe now to say yes? That's okay. And I also hear quiet, so there must have been no goal yet. With this item, we conclude the regular work session of this commission, this 33rd session of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. We will reconvene on Friday. at, when is the report available? Thank you, delegates. The report will be available here at 12:30 on Friday afternoon, and we will begin adoption of the report at 2:30. So, have a good day tomorrow. Have a lovely evening, a good day tomorrow, and we will see you Friday. I'll see you at the side event tomorrow morning, for sure. Thank you.